ordered is not contingent upon psychometric testing. There are circumstances under which other licensed or registered professionals do make such a diagnosis based upon the diagnostic and statistical manual. And the criteria for those disorders are set forth with great clarity, and they're primarily descriptive in nature.
Let me ask the witnesses, from a perspective of the hearing, in which now the court has an examiner who is not a psychologist and not a psychiatrist, and the defendant, being represented by a defense attorney, then proceeds to a rigorous cross-examination of the examiner. What's your education? What's your qualifications? You can't administer these exams. In fact, you didn't give this type of exam. Couldn't this exam also indicate or raise some light about this disorder? So my concern was the ability of the court to have the full information and the ability of a defense counsel to do an effective impeachment on a mental health professional, granted the authority under this statute, that they wouldn't be able to do with a psychologist or a psychiatrist.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Kramer, I guess from the standpoint of other areas where we have mental health professionals as certified by the division, I think in similar arenas, to me it would be a question of, I suspect you could say that the psychiatrist has certain training and the psychologist, but these people are also trained who may not be in either one of those professional categories and certified by the division to have such training, and I would think that that would fall into the same category, that certification or licensing, whatever it may be.
Senator Brockman? The chairman had to go out for a minute. He said for us to carry on while he was gone. What do you think of the idea of relieving them of having to send them to the mental hospital, but continuing to have them have to be examined by a psychologist or psychiatrist? Are you convinced that a social worker is okay?
I'm not totally convinced of that at all.
Okay, well, what would you think then of saying do away with having to send them to the mental hospital to be evaluated?
Well, that's going to be a financial push if they're going to raise it $100 a copy for the examination here at the mental hospital, which they say is overcrowded as it is.
Yeah, it'd be cheaper to keep them out in the local community to do the evaluation.
Yeah, it would.
Even if the county has to pay for it. Because it says in here in the fiscal impact it would only be 25 or 30 evaluations a year, and even if they spent $200 on them, that's $6,000 spread around the state. Have I got that wrong?
That's probably right, and unless you have the case of where an Eastern Oregon county that may not have a psychologist and or psychiatrist anywhere within their discretion may have to fly somebody in from one of the whatever closest jurisdiction to do the evaluation, only to sit there for 3 days and not have anybody say anything. That's the concern we've had in cost.
Yeah.
Well, surely they'd have one in Pendleton, I would presume.
You can drive to Pendleton almost any time of the year. It's pretty scary sometimes.
Sure is. No, but I mean, I'm talking about somebody that's stuck out in John Day or Fossil. Or
of course, in Pendleton, they'll have psychiatrists because of the mental hospital.
Well, he's talking about flying somebody to the state hospital, I presume. I think.
Oh, you're talking. We're trying to flying to the location. Bill suggests now that instead of the person being evaluated in the state hospital, they would be evaluated in the correctional facility. So if you have somebody in Ontario or John Day, as you suggest, they'd have to bring in somebody from wherever the nearest psychologist or psychiatrist would be.
They don't have to send them to the mental hospital. Senator Hamby.
I just realized there's no mention of psychologist, psychiatrists only. Your proposal was to move beyond psychologists and other social workers, I understand.
Senator Hamby, yes. Our proposal would be to say psychologist or anybody licensed or registered in the state of Oregon by these folks. That's our proposal, but I hear what you're suggesting. Yeah, but right now it's only psychiatrists. And we're asking for a full broadening of it, and I think others perhaps are midway.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hamby, in the language suggested by Joseph Murray, our administrator, that was the focus, licensed or registered mental health professionals. When I talked with Mr. Kramer, I found his argument somewhat persuasive, and it was at that time that I expressed the opinion that the mental health division would not object to limiting this to psychologists or psychiatrists, but we have no objection to the broader language as well.
Do you have any objection to leaving just psychiatrists in as currently written in the statutes? And then I have to understand why.
The Mental Health Division drafted this bill, and we did not include other professionals at the time. However, in shifting the cost, in identifying the cost in the community, it's understandable that our community mental health programs, which in most, or if not most, many counties in Oregon are going to be designated as resources and are going to wind up paying the bill. It was their interest in opening the professional classifications that could perform these tasks. Then it would be the judge's discretion as to which of them would be appointed, as I read dash three. So we have no objection to that. We see that as a local matter. This is not essentially a mental health treatment issue for us.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go ahead. No worries.
It appears to me that talking with counsel and that if we would adopt dash four, the LC amendment dash four, it would expand this to being able to use a psychologist or a psychiatrist instead of just a psychiatrist. And I'd feel comfortable with that because psychologists are trained in testing and are heavily used at the mental hospital when dealing with people who are criminally insane and so on. And then if we amended...
Sure. May I qualify that? Yeah. However, they are not trained in testing or checking for any organic conditions that might well be exacerbating the mental condition of the individual. That's my objection.
They're certainly not trained in organicity. No, there's some of the tests...
They would not be able to do any kind of... For instance, the constituent that I have right now at Providence, 5 days, trying to get her committed. And, she's mentally berserk. However, it's organically caused from something in her home.
Would that be taken care of by putting the word qualified before the word psychologist?
Well, it takes a psychiatrist. That's the point.
Oh, I see.
The psychologist does not have the medical background. And I'm concerned about whether they're dangerous offenders or potentially dangerously mentally, chronically mentally ill, or just what, that...
These folks are all alleged to be dangerous.
Pardon me?
They're all alleged to be dangerous.
Well, but like I say, on that rare occasion when...
Psychologists might do an MMPI and not pick up...
Do you gentlemen have any response to Senator Hamby's concern?
The criteria that your counsel was reading from statute is not specifically organically related. I guess my response then is that to make a diagnosis of personality disorder does not require the specific skills of a psychiatrist, although I do agree that in our mental health system we often miss organic diagnoses because we don't have enough medical review. In this case, I'm not sure I agree that it's necessary. I would only add, Mr. Chairman, that there are psychologists who are trained in neurophysiological diagnosis and can make a diagnosis of organic disorder based on rather extensive and expensive testing, which I rather doubt would be used in these circumstances. It's very complicated testing.
What's the committee's pleasure?
I guess, Mr. Chair, I'm comfortable with deleting any references to our state hospitals and certainly finding a qualified psychiatrist locally. I think that's one step that we're comfortable in taking today. Unless it's up to the committee, but...
Let's see. Now, everybody has noticed the House Amendment. I'm going to ask staff now, unless... I would like to have staff... can engross these things for us so that we wouldn't have to. We're going to be getting a lot of these House bills, and if it's possible, I'd like that. It'd be easier for us to read them. Yes, Senator Hill.
Mr. Chairman, if you've covered this, we can just move on. But at least in the House amendments, dated March 3rd, it says, the amended summaries requires a motion by the district attorney before court can order an examination.
Yeah, that's what the... There hasn't been any discussion on that, so You might ask the question if you'd like.
Well, I guess, Mr. Chairman, I guess, is this basically saying that the judge cannot, on his or her own motion, order an examination? I mean, it has to be required by the district attorney?
Mr. Chair?
The counsel.
Mr. Chair, Senator Kell, I believe that amendment is as to the whole issue as to whether someone is going to fall within the dangerous offender category. So if the prosecutor wants someone to get dangerous offender treatment, the prosecutor will have to make a motion before the court. Then the rest of the statutory mechanism will take place in terms of the court ordering an examination to be done by psychiatrist or psychologist.
Okay, I think I understand that. But if the district attorney does not request it, can the court still set that same procedure in motion on its own? Can the judge?
I would say not.
Not with this amendment.
I know.
Mr. Chairman, I mean,
right, yeah.
I don't know what underlying thing is here, but I would have to think that a judge should be able, on his or her own motion, to make the request.
Well,
now, if there's a problem, I need to, maybe you can tell me what's going on here, but.
And if.
Am I out of. If you've discussed this, this is fine.
No, we haven't discussed it at all. This is the first time it's been raised, and I suppose, well, you want to enlighten us on this, or is this?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, no, we do not know the history of this. It came from the House committee itself. Nobody that I know of advocated this particular
bill. I assume that the legal question of whether a person is a dangerous offender. It seems to me that that's kind of the prosecutor's decision to make, whether the prosecutor wants to proceed against a person as a dangerous offender. And this of course, wouldn't preclude a judge from ordering an examination of somebody to determine if somebody was mentally ill or for any other purpose. But the way I read this in terms of the process of having additional incarceration, That would be kind of a prosecutorial thing rather than something.
Sure, maybe we can do it this way. Maybe staff would just make an inquiry as to why the amendment.
That helps.
Mr. Chair, Senator Hill, I'll find out more about it if you wish. In the House staff measure analysis, it indicates that the amendment was an Oregon Judicial Department amendment.
Well, let's do that. I think then.
Just out of curiosity, anyway, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Definitely. I think it's a good. It's a good question. So we'll come back with an answer on that and set this aside.
Could we? Do you want to try and get closure on the amendment?
On the you mean the -4 amendment? Well, what, okay, Senator Hamby, is that, you're objecting to that now, the -4 amendment, is that it?
My objection to -4.
That's -4 expands to psychologist or psychiatrist.
I prefer to keep just the psychiatrist language.
Of course, isn't that the main purpose? No, I guess the main purpose of the bill
is where,
started was
yeah.
Just
we still keep the same thing, quality, yeah. Qualified, I guess I should say, medical examiner, but
okay.
Mr. Chair, it just dawned on me. I wonder, counties, of course, are upset. They don't want to pick up the tab. Is there an option? Could we give counties an option? Either they could use the state hospital, state would pick it up, or allow it to be done at the county or a local facility where the county would pick it up. What would happen?
Well, the state doesn't want to pick up the cost of having it done in the state hospital. That's where we are on that. Well, let's see now. What Senator Wires?
We can move the bill out as printed with the House amendments pinned and bring it back if we got the answer Senator Hill wanted to brought back. I don't.
Well, that part.
I'm just trying to
think. It's this other thing that I think is bogging us down more. the psychologist, psychiatrist bit, can we, is that something that you want to try and resolve, or shall we forget it?
I didn't want to go to a social worker, which is called qualified mental health professional. Yeah. Senator Hamby doesn't want to go to a psychologist because of organicity.
They're licensed, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Brennan. Yeah.
They're licensed to perform that function under the state. I think that it would be a matter of fairness to have them included.
We got all three.
What about this amendment of April 8th submitted by the community mental health program directors? The court may appoint one or more qualified psychiatrists or qualified mental health professionals licensed or registered. That's the thing you objected to, or
is that dash three?
No, it's, what is it? Is that something else?
It's the dash three incorporates that concept with different words.
All right.
That's what I was objecting to, and then I discovered that Senator Hamby's objection is more broader than me.
Well, I think what we better do is let's sit on this thing. I'd like to see the answer to Senator Hill's question, and I think if we hand engrossed the printed House amendment, at least we could, it'd be a little easier maybe to work with. So let's put that over to another work session. And let's.
208.6 and 9.11.
We've already. Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. Let's go to House Bill 2086 for a minute here. That's the one we just talked about a few minutes ago that Senator Wires isn't too sure about. We got all bogged down over whether the governor liked it or didn't like it, and whether it was Atiyah or Goldschmidt. So,
I'd move the dash one amendments.
All right. Now,
back on the.
Penn Industries bill.
Oh, good. Okay.
Now, Senator Hamby, you earlier had moved the omission or deletion of lines 16 through 21.
However, I was willing to withdraw it under Senator Wire's objection.
Okay.
Because if there has been testimony that supportive of it, I mean, I believe in separation of powers, sir.
2086.
All right. Senator Wires has moved the dash one amendments. Now, Senator Hill, you weren't here, and I don't think Senator Brennan was here either. We got involved in some argument here as to whether the governor likes this or doesn't like it, whether it's going to do any good or not do any good. any further discussion? All right. Is there any objection to Senator Wires' amendment?
What's the effect of the amendments?
Yes, go ahead, Senator Wires.
I can't, were you?
He wasn't here.
When he had a hearing on this bill a couple of weeks ago, were you here? The people from Penn Industries were here, the director. Well, the bill originally was to allow staggered terms, and this amendment would allow the board to select the manager. And the manager and the board was here saying they like this idea. And there'd been a management study done, and I can't remember, did the management study suggest that idea?
Yeah, this was an executive department report.
And this was done under Governor Atiyah. So the counsel for the committee called after the hearing and talked with people in the department about the department's position, and they checked with the governor's office, and Corey Streisinger said that she didn't think the governor wanted this person to be appointed by the board.
This is another Port of Portland bill, then,
yeah.
Huh?
Maybe.
Similar.
I don't know.
Sounds like it.
And one of the board members, to be totally brutally frank here, is a constituent of mine who came down to testify in favor of this.
You're moving the amendments.
I'm moving
the
amendments.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Well,
any objections, Senator Wire's motion? So ordered.
Wait,
excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I...
Yes, Senator Hill.
Can we get, other than the politics of this, is there any merit to what we're... I mean, we do have a new administration.
Yes, go ahead, Senator Wire.
Well, the board is delighted with the new director they have, who's only been there about a year or so. And from going around with the corrections subcommittee on the public safety subcommittee, they've got a booming thing going, and where it used to have the mattress factory, now they've got a bunch of woman inmates who are on the phone selling furniture like this. And Penn Industries was losing money a couple of years ago and was a kind of shambles. They've gotten things really moving now, and the impression I have is that they all think they've really got a moving thing going. They've gotten this recommendation from some study that they should have the hire to fire. They don't want to fire this guy, but they think this is the greatest idea since sliced bread. Now, whether I doubt very much if they'd fall apart if we said no, the governor was going to appoint or fire.
Just in time.
But there are other precedents in state government where a board is allowed to choose their executive director other than the board.
These amendments allow them to keep the guy they got with no executive interference.
Right. Can you move the amendments?
Good for you.
Yeah, I would have to object then, Mr. Chairman, and please.
Okay. All right. We'll call the roll on Senator Wire's motion to adopt the Dash 1 amendments.
Brenneman.
Aye.
Brockman.
Aye.
Cohen.
Let me just make, Mr. Chairman, say which direction are we going that they...
Well, it depends on what side of the political fence you're on.
No, I know where I am. I just need to know the amendment that's being offered so I don't get...
The allows the board to...
The amendment allows the board...
Keep a top-notch manager.
Keep the top-notch manager.
I'm not biased.
No, because I want him to hire a bad manager.
All right, go ahead. Senator Cohen votes no. Next.
Hamby.
Aye.
Hill.
No.
Wires.
No, the motion passes. All right. Senator Wires moves. Any other amendments?
Sure.
All right. Senator Wires moves House Bill 2086 as amended. Do pass to the floor. Discussion? Call the roll on that.
Brenneman.
Aye.
Brockman.
Aye.
Cohen.
No.
Him.
Aye.
Hill.
No.
Wires.
Aye.
Fry.
Aye. Curious.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Hill.
You say minority. Chairman, I will.
I was going
We've
to
been
say.
Through enough. But,
Oh, dear.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'll serve notice of possible minority report.
Okay, it's going to take somebody else.
Oh, my. I already voted no, so I'm
no,
just
but
just
you want to join in that?
Huh? Well, we'll give you notice. How long do we have to actually file?
Until I bang the gavel at the end of this meeting.
Oh, too. Well, we better get on.
You have to give notice before the end of this meeting that you want to be on a minority report.
Well, I'll sign up with him.
You don't look like a minority to me.
Oh!
Senator Hill and I have had about 2 hours. Well, Senator Cohen and Senator Hill and I all had about 2 hours of who belongs to a minority group. And how do you determine that? Downstairs in the business committee. All right, now let's take a look at this 9/11. Senator Cohen, I put this off until you got back because of your interest in juvenile legislation.
Mr. Chair.
Senator, Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the Juvenile Rights Project, in their testimony, requested an amendment, which I've drafted, dated April 21st, 1987. What the amendment does is to also delete from this part of the statute the court's authority to take jurisdiction over runaways. The testimony, which is ample in the record by the Juvenile Rights Project, was their position that this was unnecessary because the authority was already contained within the interstate contact pertaining to runaways. The other amendment on page 3, lines 42 and 43, deletes some language that does not make any sense in the current statute. The statutory references on lines 42 and 43 have nothing to do with the subject matter within paragraph 3. We're not sure exactly how it got in there. Also, there's a representative from the Juvenile Rights Project. If you have any questions, Mr. Meisenheimer is also here, district attorney, on the bill.
What did you say about Mr. Meisenheimer? I know he's a district attorney.
Oh, he's here on the bill. I didn't indicate a position on the bill. He's just here on,
well, he testified
on the bill.
Okay. He's here as a source. Well, here we are.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Cohen.
Having suffered through this, along with some of the other members, well, especially with Senator Wires, I worry about making, even though it seems to be minor adjustments at this point in time, when we have, at least for now, everything sort of calmed and on a very fine line of being overextended, we're really pushing to the limit on the resources of the courts and everybody, and I worry that whatever change we make at this point in time will either be misinterpreted incorrectly or not appropriately, and I just worry about that. So I'm not sure that I'm willing to move forward on this bill, in spite of the fact that I do agree with the concept, and I do think that this is the kind of part that does need to be I would hope that we do need eventually to revise the, go through the whole docket for the interns. I don't know. I'm nervous about moving forward. And I don't want that to color the committee necessarily. Yes, we are responding.
Okay.
I would, if the committee feels like they want to move forward, I'll look at the bill and
any thoughts expressed? Senator Hamby? No? Senator Brockman?
I wrote that I'd be very honest with you. I wrote probably not on here, but I'll be doggone if I remember why.
Senator Hill, do you have any feelings one way or the other?
Mr. Chairman, I guess I tend to agree with Senator Cohen. I just have some reservations. I know we did some major things in this area last session, and I'm not comfortable right now in moving anymore.
All right. Chair, we'll move to table 911. Call the roll, please.
Brenneman. Brockman.
Aye.
Cohen.
Aye.
Hamby.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Fires.
Aye.
Right.
That's so weird. Yeah, okay. We've done everything except one little bill. We can take care of that later. So we'll be adjourned at 5:03.
Mr. Chair, don't we have a bill in to revise the juvenile code? Or did that come out of interim? I don't remember.